Vernon Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to welcome you out. My mission in life is to help you get what you need to get to where you got to go. And that's my promise to you. Yo, I share bite-sized wisdom from the world's most successful people with the hopes that it will help you go out and live your dreams, that it will inspire you to be great, that you will feel compelled to do that which you've been holding back because the world needs you today. So let's get into it. Today's quote is all about inferiority and control. Mind control, mind control. Shout out to Stephen Marley. I heard this morning from Les Brown, and I said, oh, Les. No, you didn't. That's deep. So I had to share it here with you today, and I hope it serves you. It's by Carter G. Woodson. You might not know who he is, but you have heard of Black History Month. Bet you didn't know who was responsible for that. That was exactly who I'm talking about today. Carter G. Woodson. Carter G. Woodson was born in New Canton, Virginia. Carter was the second African-American to receive a doctorate from Harvard after W.E.B. Du Bois. Known as the father of Black History Month, Woodson dedicated his career to the field of African-American history and lobbied extensively to establish Black History Month as a nationwide institution. He also wrote many historical works, including the 1933 book, The Miseducation of the Negro. And here is what he has to say. Are y'all ready? This is deep. Put on your seatbelt. If you drive and pull over. He says, if you can control a man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his action. When you determine what a man shall think, you do not have to concern yourself about what he will do. If you can make a man feel that he is inferior, you do not have to compel him to accept an inferior status, for he will seek it himself. If you make a man think that he is justly an outcast, you do not have to order him to the back door. He will go without being told, and if there is no back door, his very nature will demand one. Oh my God. Gosh. Oh my gosh. That's deep. It starts with the mind. It starts up top. Isn't it interesting how someone can control you by controlling your thinking? Simply by telling you you're not worth it. Simply by telling you that you are not enough. Simply by telling you that you were supposed to be broke, that you do not deserve wealth, that you come from a long line of criminals, that you come from a long line of people who weren't great, who screwed up. Your dad was an alcoholic, so you're going to be an alcoholic. Your mom was abused, so you're going to be abused. Your brothers and sisters never got an education, so you won't get one. Your uncle was never a successful entrepreneur, so you know what? You're doomed to the exact same fate. I call BS, baby. I call BS on that. Because if you believe that, you will achieve that. But if you decide today that you have greatness within, as Les Brown would say, you decide today that you are called to do more, that you will not stoop low, that you will not accept less than what you're worth, you, my friend, are going to win. Hey, my name is Vernon Maxwell. If you want to get your quote on the podcast, hit me right now on IG or Twitter. You can find me at Vernon Maxwell. That's M-A-X-X-W-E-L-L. And I will see you tomorrow, same podcast time, same podcast channel. So make sure you subscribe. Peace.